This is a podcast from the BBC.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this week. Hear how I celebrated Left Hander Day. Also, Chris hates my entertainment news. Who do you see on TV ads or billboards and think, yes, they're hot? We'll try and find them. And we reveal the fourth contestant on this year's Strictly Come Dancing.
Scott Mills, BBC. Radio 1.
Did you have a good day yesterday? I had a wicked day yesterday.
What'd you do?
I went and played crazy golf.
I saw that.
Yeah, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go and do something with my day today. Went out, 9 holes. It was awesome. Do you know what that means?
No. How come none of yous told me there was left-handed day yesterday?
Was it?
We went through the whole show without any celebration. Anyway, as soon as I found out, I went quickly home to celebrate. And I did that by, of course, doing lots of writing and then smudging it directly afterwards.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, there's more left-handers than you think? I know you think we're a minority. Justin Bieber, left-handed. Prince William, left-handed. One day we will all rise up and it will become a national holiday.
And where do you stand on people like me that enjoy certain things with my left hand but kind of functional things with my right?
I can't be bothered with people like you. Just choose one and go with that.
It's right. Like left for pleasure, right for business.
Scott Mills.
Good morning to Jim in his van, who says, I'm exactly the same. Really good at sport with my left hand, everything else with the right. He's like you, he's bihandual.
Bihandual. I don't know how I've ended up like this either. I think a lot of people are like this, though. You seem to
I don't think it's
so,
a choice, Chris.
So good with some things with your left hand, cricket, golf. But then again, right, tennis, right hand.
Yeah, that's weird. You're not wired upright, are you?
No, I'm not.
No.
But then I used to play on the left-hand side when I was playing football, even though I'm right-footed. Anyway.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of detail there, but thank you for it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, I've got some stuff for you. Celebrity Big Brother starts on Thursday night.
Of course it does. That's not a yearly thing, is it? That's twice a year, I'm fairly certain. It comes around, it's always Celebrity Big Brother. And there's always this faux excitement around it as well.
I'm quite excited this year.
Why?
Because Gabby Allen from last year's Love Island, the one that went out with Marcel, I think is going to be on it. And Kirstie Alley. And, yeah. And Dan Osborne off TOWIE. Actually, the more I'm reading these out, the less excited I'm getting.
Yeah.
Someone from Married at First Sight called Ben Jardine and Roxanne Pallett, who was in Emmerdale once.
There's no point announcing it.
All right. Love Island news. Frankie, who was going out with Samira from this series, has admitted he cheated on her when he kissed another girl on a night out. Don't care, do you?
No.
Okay, what about this? Love Island Australia starts next week. And I'm sorry, if you think I'm going to watch Love Island Australia after 6 weeks of our one, you'd be absolutely right. It's so much ruder than ours.
I think that's a fair point, actually. In fact, what we should be doing is just focusing on the Love Island Australia one.
I'll be honest, it was better than our one this year. Because it's already happened, but it's starting next week on Monday on ITVB. I mean, just for this clip alone.
Are you vegan?
I'm pescatarian, so
pescatarian.
I
eat fish. Yeah, I used to be kangatarian, so I know what you mean. But I used to only eat kangaroo and fish.
Oh,
because kangaroos aren't farmed.
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
Oh, so that's nice. I mean, it's peak Australian, and you know I love Australia
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, I think it's
obsessed.
To be fair, as far as Ents news goes, this is good Ents news.
Yeah.
Because it is good. It's very good.
It is good. So that starts next week. So just write off your evenings because it's going to be on for ages, and it is. It's better than ours, and. I mean, it's already happened, so I don't think this is a particular spoiler. But, incredible, just because the winner's name is Grant Crapp.
So you've announced the winner of the thing that you just told everyone to... Ents News is rubbish. Let's bin this off for the rest of the week and see where they go with it next week.
Hang on, I've got actual content here. Last night, Charlie Sloth had a Love Island special on his show, and Jack said he'd been enjoying a lovely takeaway with his future father-in-law... Danny Dyer, here's the grab.
Mate, he's cool, mate, he's so cool. Like, they actually they're all similar to my own family, mate. Like, just well chilled out. Like, they weren't all that going out. We went out and had a nice takeaway, just chilled out indoors. It felt proper normal straight away. Like, it was proper, I felt like I'd known him for ages. I mean, it was weird.
Mad.
Whoa. Okay.
Mad.
If I was in a room with those two, it'd just be like East London noise. I wouldn't understand what they're saying.
Apparently Love Island Australia's already started, so that's wrong as well.
Oh.
Oh,
I oh I've missed some.
It's honest. Oh, it's not worth it.
It started last night on iTunes. Okay, that's fine. That's only one episode. Also, can I just say, and I love you, Liam. Liam Payne, what are you doing? We were talking about a bit about this yesterday. You know when someone moves on? 6 weeks since Cheryl holding hands with some model that he's apparently found on Instagram. Don't hold hands. I'm not okay with that.
What aren't you okay with?
I'm not okay with it.
Scott,
because
whenever someone breaks up with someone,
because of Cheryl.
You get with, I hate to break it, you do get with other people. Be
six
real.
6 weeks.
It. Six, it's quite a long time. Am I wrong about this? No.
I don't want to see people. I don't want to see my. If I was Cheryl, I want to see him holding hands with her.
But you're not
six
Cheryl.
6 weeks later, well, I'm not Cheryl.
She's been rubbish today.
Scott Mills.
I've been wanting to talk to you and to the listeners. That's you guys. About this for some time. You know the people that you see on, well, generally on adverts. And you see them like on the TV, or you see them on those little ads that pop up before you watch a video. Or you see them on billboards around town. And they're kind of famous, but you don't really know who they are.
Mm.
And often, they're pretty hot. For example, the Trivago guy or girl. You see him everywhere. Who are they?
From what I understand, there's like big discussions around those people because we all sort of recognise them. Like if you pass them in the street or you saw them in a club or something, I don't know, like I think you'd be amazed as soon as you found out that that's the person from that advert. Because I've watched some of those adverts and I do think, oh, you're hot.
Yeah.
As in, like, I think I'm weird. And because you see them so much, you start to think that you kind of, like, fancy them a bit.
Like, one of our producers is obsessed with, you know, when you have to sometimes go on an app to do parking. I think it's the Ringo
yeah, that's right.
Girl. So, like, the first thing is she pops up on the app and he's like, who is that? But we need to know who these people are. And I think, like, maybe if we put this out there now, then tomorrow we can try and find some of them if you let us know who your favourites are. Because they are really recognisable.
Yeah.
But, they're like, who are they?
But the thing is, right, with celebrities, because of all the, like, online news sites and stuff like that, you're kind of told to fancy celebrities. But these people are kind of famous in their own right, and you recognise who they are, but they're just not celebrities.
Well, some of them, like, if it's like a heavy ad campaign, you will see them all over town. But, like, they are kind of, they're anonymous. We don't know who they are.
Have you got one in mind yourself?
To be fair, I saw this thread the other day, and it's going through all the Trivago guys in each country, in each territory.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And they're all different people, but they're equally of a standard, I would say.
Right, okay. So it's kind of like the underdogs in these situations, not actual full-on celebrities, just people that you might have seen as, like, prominent extras.
Yeah.
Or as you said, in adverts.
Exactly.
Or on posters when you're travelling around or on the side of a bus.
Oh, here we go. Already we've got, hi guys, I play rugby with the big guy who gets his bum slapped in the Money Supermarket advert. This is what we want. Jack in Leicester says, my girlfriend has already had to concede that one day I will run off with the Trivago girl.
My partner. Oh, this is such a good one. Yeah, I forgot about this. Rhea was telling me this the other day, my now wife.
Wife.
Now. Wife.
Wife. It's weird, but
I find it
wife.
Weird to say, you know. I
definitely
struggle
wife.
Every time. Definitely wife. She really found the guy from the Weetabix advert hot. And it actually started to annoy me a little bit.
Right, let us know who yours are because, like, no one knows who these people are. Let's try and find them.
Scott Mills.
My friend Chloe is the blonde girl in all these Cineworld adverts. Yeah, these are the people we need. I was the girl on the iPhone X advert. Oh, no, that's wrong. No, Dom in Leeds wants to find the girl on the Y Found X advert.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we'd found gold there. Good morning, Charlotte.
Hello.
Okay, who's your one?
I want to know who the Gladstone Brooks guy is.
Gladstone Brooks. What's that one, Scott?
It's like a lawyer firm. What does he do in the ad?
He's like just telling me the number. He's telling me the email. And he's got Philip Schofield vibe going. So I kind of dig Philip Schofield. So anyone that looks like him is a keeper.
So he's an older man, right?
Yeah. I'd
okay.
say he's like 40 to 50.
Right, but you're a big fan.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I want to know his Instagram. I want to keep up with his life.
Okay. This is why I love Radio 1 so much, right? So in that time, we found the advert and a guy who works on the show here has... Is that him? Is that him there? Dan Richardson is his name.
Right.
I've got to say, he... Listen how excited you are.
Can I see?
On, so he's verified and everything.
Oh, wow, Dan.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, so we've already found out more than you have, and you've been watching him for ages.
I have.
Can I ask you? Well, you know when the adverts come on, and maybe you get up and go and make a cup of tea or whatever. If the advert comes on, what do you stay behind to watch?
Yeah, I sing like the theme tune and everything. I love it.
Yeah, there he is, Dan Richardson. Like, I'm surprised you've not searched him out before.
We might be related. My grandparents' last name is Richardson.
That's not ideal.
That's not ideal, no.
Yeah, that's a bit weird now.
Right, I know. Sorry about that.
Oh. Okay, but good news day for you.
Yeah. At least we found out who he is, you know?
The pictures are amazing. He poses. Oh, so he gets better. An animal conservationist as well.
Oh,
good pictures of him just looking rugged with animals and everything.
That's what I want to do when I'm older.
Oh, this is perfect.
Wake up, y'all.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins.
I can tell you that with us now is the next contestant to be revealed for Strictly 2018. Good morning, Feta.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, this is exciting.
Now, Feta is in the studio next door. They've all been given cheese code names this year. So your name is now not the name that we knew of before, but it is Feta Cheese. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And can I ask at this stage, are you a man or are you a woman?
I am a man.
So, everyone, I confirm that the fourth Strictly contestant is a man. Feta, I have some more questions for you in a minute, all right?
Okay.
Scott Mills.
It's that time of year again, which basically means it's Christmas, where we announce the Strictly contestant. So it's been happening a bit yesterday, and we've got the next one now. This is contestant number four.
It's exciting, this, isn't it? Because you see these names starting to pop up, and it's all in the news and everything, and we're about to find out one more.
Okay, so I have some questions for this person, and please do guess along on 81199 as well. We put them through a voice changer. You right there, Feta?
All right there, lads.
Right there.
All right.
Now, a lot of people saying it's definitely example.
That's just because voice changer thing sounds a bit like that.
Let's not confirm or deny at this stage. Chris, you've got any questions for Feta?
Okay, I'm going to kick things off. Feta.
Hello.
Are you currently dating a famous?
No, I'm not.
Right, okay. We're going to have to move his voice up a little bit higher, I think, if possible, because, that was really hard to hear. Only dogs could hear that.
Scott Mills?
What box would you tick on a form? 16 to 24, 25 to 35, 35 plus.
Well, I've got to think about that. The second one, 25 to 30 something.
So you're 25 to 35.
Don't know your age.
I've got a very short-term memory.
You see, my next question I'd written down is, are you a disgraced former MP? Which you're obviously not, if that's the box you've ticked. So I'm going to go then. Have you any famous relatives?
Sort of. Kind of. Okay. To a lot of people, they may say. To me, she's just a relative.
To a lot of people.
Okay.
And it's a she. Okay. Are you planning at all during the show to get off with your dance partner?
No.
All right. Are you a former pop star who is claiming that, yes, they have done some dancing before, but never ballroom or Latin?
I wish, but unfortunately, no.
Can you actually dance?
No.
No. Okay.
What, and then you've never had any experience in this?
Not sober.
Okay. Jess from Dorset says it's Ed Sheeran. It's definitely Samuel L. Jackson, says Craig.
There's quite...
If he doesn't know his age, it's got to be Joey Essex, someone says. It's Tom Kerridge, says Joe in Cheshire. Sam Thompson from Maine and Chelsea says Claudia in Oxford. Chris, is your questioning done or do you have more?
Listen, the questioning's done for me. How about you, Scott?
I think so.
Shall we reveal the next Strictly contestant?
Contestant number four, please reveal who you actually are.
Hello, my name is Joe Sugg, and I'm 26 from Wiltshire.
You're really struggling with the age thing, Joe.
I almost forgot.
So this is mad that you're going to be doing Strictly.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing, to be honest.
Oh, mate.
I can't believe you're doing this, all right? We've known each other for a while. You're a big friend of the show here. And I've seen you on a night out, and you can't dance.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I hate to say it.
But I've always been drunk.
But that's okay, because, hey, Joe, I couldn't dance, and
Of course, that
went well. But no, actually, like, I managed to do 6 weeks and really couldn't dance a step.
Exactly.
That should make you feel better, you know?
Yeah.
How are you feeling, honestly?
It's, like, the most nervous, but the most excited I've been in a long, long time.
It's the best thing you will ever do. I promise you that.
Yeah. That's honestly what I've been told.
And everyone is so great there. They're so nice and they just make you feel welcome and you make new friends. I mean, to be honest, for me, the dancing was the worst bit.
Yeah.
But the whole thing around it is so exciting, just to be part of a show that massive.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the outfit situation?
Do you know what? Not too bad. There's one that's like a bib.
Yes.
Right?
I saw the bib. Yeah.
I was quite excited about that.
Right. And those weird outfits that you have to step into, which are like a kind of trouser and shirt combo, but stuck together.
I'm a big fan of a Cuban heel as well, because I'm not the tallest.
Yeah. Of course.
So I'm going to really embrace that.
Are you the first person then who is sort of known for doing YouTube and that kind of world to do Strictly? Am I right in thinking?
Must be.
I'm looking around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
I think so, yeah.
That is a big deal.
2018.
Well, it's exciting to see how you're going to get on. Do you have like a target in mind, or is it just week by week?
Literally just week by week.
Yeah, but you say that now, but then you'll get into the whole bubble of it, and you'll be like, all I want to do is get to Blackpool.
my nan used to dance there. She's in her 90s now, yeah. So if I could get there, that'd be really nice.
Oh,
for her.
Yeah. This is so
good.
Good
for you, Nan.
And obviously, like, was it really hard to keep it from people?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm the sort of person that I can't make my own mind up on anything.
Yeah.
So I need to always, I always want to ask other people's opinions on what I should do with everything I do in life. And this is one of those things where I wasn't allowed.
Right.
So
it's really hard to keep to yourself, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
Do you know who you want as your dancer?
No. Not right. Really. I'm open.
The next thing that happens...
Free agent.
I don't think this has happened yet, right? Is it... There's like a first day at school vibe where you all have to meet up in this big hall.
Yeah. Oh, no. I cried on my first day of school.
You all get to meet each other and you get to meet all the dancers and you get to meet all the other celebs. That's not happened yet, has it?
No.
Oh, it's the weirdest day ever because you do... You know when that feeling when you did go like first day at school, it feels exactly the same. It's I don't know anyone.
And my mum won't be there either.
Exactly, right?
Hold my hand.
She will drop you off though, right?
Hopefully.
Right.
Do you know, she gave me. I saw her yesterday, and she gave me this giant bag full of veg from her garden and foot packs to like massage your feet and like nuts and stuff. And there you go. That's your little care package for when you go on.
The thing is though, with mums, like you might have done all this great stuff on the internet, right?
Yeah.
With mums, this is like the thing.
Yeah.
That like this resonates with them more than anything else you would have ever done.
My mum texted me yesterday, like every year, asking if I can get Strictly tickets for her.
Straight away.
It's always the same with mums. It's getting a big reaction, this. People loving that you're on, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Why don't you, because we've put Joe next door because we had him on The Voice Changer. So come and join us next door. We'll talk some more.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Joe Sugg.
Here he
is. Your phone going into meltdown now?
Yeah, it's honestly melting in my pocket. I can sense it, yeah. I'll reply to everyone.
How are you actually feeling? Like, do you feel like you should be on this show? How are you seeing it?
I feel like for a lot of people, they're going to be... You'd get the... Every time you get, like, who? Like, that kind of thing. Which is understandable as I've only popped up over the last sort of 6 years.
Yeah, but,
and on YouTube as well.
Yeah. But like, this is like a massive thing for Strictly, I think, because like for the first time, they're kind of realizing like that's a massive audience right there.
Yeah,
and also we'll bring a younger audience to the show.
Yeah, and it's like the show is like a big part of like my growing up as well. It's always been on since back in the day.
Yeah.
What's
Zoella saying?
She's excited. I mean, she doesn't know. Now she knows.
She doesn't know.
No, she does.
Oh, right.
But yeah, she's really excited. Really excited for me. I think most of that YouTube community will be like right behind me, hopefully.
But that's what's big about this show. It takes you from that YouTube world and it sort of does make you a celebrity in like the eyes of like the big mainstream BBC One audience. I hate to put the pressure on, but it's the biggest show on the BBC.
The whole thing is brilliant, and it's literally showbiz, sparkles, glitter. Like, you'll be finding glitter for months in places you didn't even realise you had. But the when they announced the bit where it's like dancing the samba, Joe Suck and his partner, that's 90 seconds to doom, because then they show like a little video of like your training from the week, and then you've got to actually do it on the telly.
But how big's a crowd?
Most people are like, aren't TV studios much smaller than they look on TV? But they're not. This one is quite big,
because you've been on. You were on in 2014. What did Did you notice the crowd? Because I've been in front of big crowds before, but I think the bigger the crowd, the easier it is sometimes.
They're really close.
It's going to be it's going to be intimidating, Joe.
And also, I remember one time Bruno, who's one of the judges, he actually stood up and went, because my dancing was that horrendous. And I could clearly hear him.
You're a nice guy, Joe. I really, really hope you do well. Do you worry you're not going to be able to lift your partner up? That would be my biggest fear.
I've been working on my core for the last 2 months. I can hold a plank for like 4 minutes.
Oh.
I'm ready for it. Honestly, that's needed.
That's the thing, though. Like, people will really, if they don't know you because they're a bit older, people will, because you're a nice guy, you'll just come across so well. You just got to be yourself. It's good. Right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Do you know when you get to meet everyone, when first day of school is?
No, I probably should do. I think I do. I think I've been told.
Right.
But I'm sort of taking it every day as it comes so far.
And then what the producers do is they just study you all day, and they study you and the dancers, and they look at height, and they look at how well you get on.
Oh, no.
But genuinely, you don't know who you're going to be partner with until that first show, and it's well exciting.
It's like a blind date.
I'm excited for you. I'm a bit jealous. Back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Radio.